Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 13th episode of the Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. I'm Justin, and joining me this week is Adam.
What's up, guys?
This week we'll discuss some Steelers news, college football, NASCAR Camp and Roll Truck Series in Martinsville, some rule changes for the Sprint Cup drivers that want to race at Xfinity and Camp and Roll Truck Series, and the NASCAR Sprint Cup race in Martinsville. Thank you, listeners, for continued support. I hope you continue to enjoy and share us with your friends. You can reach us at MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. Follow us, message us on Twitter at MaceDixSportsPod, or find us on Facebook at MaceDixSportsPodcast. Moving on to football, Steelers had their bye week this week. Ladarius Green and Big Ben both practiced this week. They announced today that Ben is trying his best to play this weekend against the Ravens.
Did they announce what they're doing with Ladarius yet?
I haven't seen anything if he was listed on the roster or not. They just showed that he practiced last week.
Okay.
So the other bad news for the Steelers is they currently sit 4-3, and the schedule the rest of the way as follows: at Baltimore, versus the Cowboys, at Cleveland, at Indy, versus New York Giants, at Buffalo, at Cincinnati, versus Baltimore on Christmas Day, versus Cleveland. Your predictions on where they're going to sit at the end of the year?
Well, I definitely think they should beat Cleveland twice. I think they should be able to beat Indy. If Ben plays at Baltimore, I think they should be able to beat Baltimore. So, what is that? I'd put them at like... As long as Ben can be healthy, I'd put him at like 12 and whatever. I don't know. I really don't see anybody that really should give them too much trouble. I mean, the Giants are decent. The Cowboys are playing well, too. So I think those should be the two toughest.
Yeah, I agree on that one. I think they'll drop the games to the Cowboys and probably the Giants as well. Buffalo is iffy. So I'll give that one to the Steelers, because it depends on which Buffalo team shows up. So I'm going to go with 11-5.
Right, I agree with that.
So anyways, moving on to college. Iowa was off this week, so they couldn't lose. Pitt dropped a close one to number 25th ranked Virginia Tech, 39-36. Number 24, Penn State, after going into halftime tied, will come out and dominate and beat Purdue 62-24. Number 6, Ohio State, squeaked out a win against Northwestern 24-20. Notre Dame won against Miami, Florida 30-27. A note for Big Ten fans out there, number 2 Michigan beat Michigan State 32-23.
Did you happen to see any of the Pitt game?
I unfortunately did not, because I think it was a Thursday night game this week.
Yeah, it was Thursday. There was some controversy in that game. I didn't get to see it, but I heard about it today, that Pitt's coach, Pat Narduzzi, had some issues with the officiating, and at one point during the game got so heated that he took his headset off, smashed it on the ground, and broke it. And then I'm not sure if he made comments afterwards about the officiating or not, but I know that he got fined for whatever his actions or words or whatever he said. So like I said, I didn't see what happened, because like I said, I missed the game too, but you know, I'm not sure how I feel about coaches going that far, that, you know, breaking stuff and...
Not exactly a good rule model for the players.
Right, I mean, it's one thing to stick up for your team and everything like that, but it's one thing, you know, there's a line that you can cross, and I feel like he might have crossed that line.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. Also, the note with Penn State's win, they are officially bowl eligible, so they can lose the rest of the games and still make a bowl game. We'll move on to upsets. South Florida would beat number 22 ranked Navy 52-45. Oklahoma State would upset number 10 ranked West Virginia University 37-20.
Woohoo!
Texas would win against number 8 Baylor 35-34. Wyoming would win against number 13 Boise State 30-28. And South Carolina would beat number 18 ranked Tennessee 24-21. That should help Penn State move up a couple positions.
Yeah. NASCAR Camping World Truck Series was at Martinsville on Saturday. First place went to Johnny Sauter, second place Chase Elliott, and third was John Hunter Nemechek. Johnny Sauter advances to the final four at Homestead for a chance at the championship. Unfortunately for Rico Abreu, he would not fare as well this week, and he finished 24th.
So the Xfinity Series was off this week. However, they made some rule changes that's going to go into effect next year that will, I don't know, hurt some of the Sprint Cup drivers or give them less races. The new rule is limiting drivers that have driven Sprint Cup Series more than 5 years full-time on how many races they can race at the Xfinity and Camping World Truck Series. Said drivers cannot race more than 10 Xfinity races and 7 races in the Camping World Truck Series. Drivers from the Cup Series cannot race in either the Lower Series Chase races as well as the 4 Cash Dash races in the Xfinity Series. I like the move because, like, we looked at when we did the Chase field for the Xfinity Series, there was only 3 or 4 drivers with wins. And the rest of those wins are Sprint Cup guys that just want to race down there.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I like the rules. I think, one, it gives a chance for other drivers to make a name for themselves. It adds a little bit more competition in those series. Like you said, we've seen that a lot of the Cup drivers were going down and dominating, you know, the Xfinity Series or the Truck Series or whatever. So the other thing is for the Cup Series, is it was giving guys information for their race on Sunday because they were racing it Saturday night or, you know, whatever. So I think it kind of evens the playing field a little bit.
I mean, I do like that for, like, the rookies. Like, Chase Elliott, if he wanted to do both races, he has no problem with it. We'll get into silly season later. There's a couple guys that may get pulled up that,
right,
you know, they need that experience, that it'll help them out. But for, like, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch, that Kurt's raced for at least 12 years now, Kyle not far behind him, they don't need the 2 races a week.
Right.
So moving on to Sunday's race at Martinsville. Jimmy Johnson would win. Brad Kousaut, versus Jason, you need him. The number 2 car would be second, and Danny Hamlin would finish third. With the win, Jimmy Johnson would advance to the round of 4 at Homestead. There was an incident in the parking lot after the race where at least 10 fans were struck by a vehicle. Luckily, there was no fatalities and no serious injuries. Looks like most of the people were treated at the track, with a couple going to the hospital with minor injuries. From what I read Sunday night, it looked like it was a Chevy convertible that went to pass a truck near the helipad down there, and it just hit a crowd of people. Guy is in police custody.
Well, luckily no one was killed in that.
Yes, that was definitely a blessing. So we'll move on to the silly season. Stuff that's confirmed is Eric Jones will drive the number 77 Furniture Row race in 5-Hour Energy sponsored Toyota in the Sprint Cup next year. Clint Boyer is moving to the number 14 Stuart Haas Racing. Also a note that Stuart Haas Racing is switching the Fords, and their engines will be built by Haas Racing. There is a rumor that Ty Dillon will be moving up full-time next year. with multiple, I guess, options on what vehicle he'll be in. There's rumors for the 13, the 15/51 car, and also the 95 car being possible places for him. On the Xfinity side, William Barone will be driving for Junior Motorsports. Cole Custer, he'll be driving for Stewart Haas Racing. And Daniel Hemric, he'll be driving for RCR, will be moving up from the Truck Series to the Xfinity Series. I know you were busy this weekend, but have you heard anything about the crate engines at Jennerstown?
No, the rules should be out, I believe, next week. It's after their award banquet is coming up. They put the rules out right after that. So it should be within the next week or two.
So as soon as they announce that, we will let you guys know what rule changes they are making. And
we do have a little bit of news. I don't know if we want to put it out there yet or if we want to wait for Jason for it, but some news on Casey anyways.
Good news?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll let him do it then.
Alright.
So, moving on to miscellaneous sports. The World Series is currently going on, and the Cubs, unfortunately, are down 3-2 to the Cleveland Indians. They were definitely in serious trouble last night. If they would have lost, they would have lost 3 straight games at home to lose the World Series. I know Jason was rooting for that. I mean, both teams haven't won a World Series in a long time. But to have your first World Series since 1947 and lose all 3 games at home, kind of would have hurt.
I would have laughed. It's nice to see the Cubs, you know, being beat. You know, it really felt like all season they felt like they were, like, invincible.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's, you know, one of our rival teams, the Pirates, if they ever make a good run in the playoffs again. We'll see. Have we heard any rumors from McCutchen? I know I haven't seen any.
I haven't heard anything either.
So we'll move on to video game sports, I guess, in a way. So NASCAR Heat Revolution, a game that Jason and I have been playing a lot of, released a patch last week. The patch was huge. Makes the game look a lot better. It runs a lot smoother than it did before. So it's definitely helped out with a lot of that. It still has some frame rate issues, especially at short tracks as Martinsville and Bristol. But they're definitely making steps in the right direction. Not bad for a team that hasn't made a video game since 2002. With the new patch, if you guys see any good deals for it, come with Black Friday coming up, I would definitely recommend getting it. And maybe we can start like a little online racing league with it on the weekends. Alright guys, we'll get ready to wrap up this. Once again, you guys can follow us on Twitter, the podcast it is, at Mace Dix Sports Pod. You can send us an email with suggestions at MasonDixonSportsPodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Mason Dixon Sports Podcast. Like the page, send us messages. We do try to post stuff throughout the week, especially during hockey games. You can follow me on Twitter, Xbox Live, Snapchat, and Instagram at Boost4608.
You can follow me, Adam, on Twitter at Slovak044. Snapchat is Slovak044, and Xbox is EagleHawk44.
And I'm not going to bother with Jason this week. So that's everything for this week, guys. Until next week, see you out there.
See ya.